right. We really don't have any injuries to talk about here. We appreciate the hospitality that the people in London gave us. It's been phenomenal all the way around, from the airlines that flew us over here, Virgin Airlines, to the hotel folks at the Hilton there. They were tremendous. And most of all, our players had a good result from all of this. It's a long trip. It's a long way to go for a home game, but it was enjoyable, and it's a good result here. So the two turnovers, the red zone success that we had offensively, third downs, both sides of the ball, I just thought were positives. Those are things that you need to to win games. Now the Royals have an opportunity tonight to clinch it. So we're pulling for them too as we fly home. Time's yours. Listen, I think we played as a team. I thought all three phases contributed. Coordinators had a tremendous game plan. I thought both special teams wise, with Dave and Bob and Doug, I thought just were spot on with their with their game plans and plays that were called there. So I just, my hat's off to those guys. And then the players. Listen, the players came out and they had a certain focus. You could feel that on Friday at our Friday practice, which we did over here. And you could just sense that there was a tremendous amount of energy. I thought both lines on both sides of the ball played well. The offensive line on the offensive side and the defensive line on the defensive side. I thought they kind of set the tempo. And then down the stretch, that's when you really lean on that offensive line. You've got a lead. What are you going to do now? And so I thought our guys stepped up and played well. we've had a couple little changeovers in there, but guys have stepped in and played good physical football.
What's it like playing a game here?
Well, it's a huge stadium, and it seems bigger than probably it is. I mean, 90,000 is pretty good size. But then it's spread out the way it goes up. I can imagine. I can tell you when the fans cranked up when they sang their national anthem, I'm going, this could be a loud one. This could be a loud one. I can imagine a soccer match where you just bear down on the other team. It's got to be a pretty awesome deal. Yeah, it was phenomenal. It was phenomenal. We had a great turnout with Chief fans, and then I saw every other team here. So people were wearing jerseys. Obviously, London has taken to the National Football League, and that's a great thing. It's a great thing for our sport. We know soccer is number one over here. Rugby's number. We got all that, and rugby's right up there too. But we appreciate them allowing us to come over here and play our sport in front of them. Yeah, listen, he had some very positive yards for us at needed time. So I thought he did an outstanding job with that. We know he can run. We don't really want him to run, but if it works out that way, that's okay. And I thought he did a nice job. Yeah, the Lions traditionally start very fast. I mean, they've got explosive players on the offensive side, so it's a great challenge for you defensively. And they were mixing it up and moving it around. So, but we were able to, big plays. I think throughout the game, but with that build, the same thing right there.
What have you guys figured out defensively today, last week, most of the Minnesota game, Chicago game? What have you guys figured out today?
Yeah, well, listen, Bob's done a nice job, and then I think the players have upped it, and they're flying around. They seem to have great communication out there, and they're in attack mode. So not that you're not going to get beat every once in a while. That happens in this league. We're playing against good players, best in the world, right? So But they keep battling. They're not letting things get them down at all. Somebody makes a big play, they rally back, and then somebody else steps up and makes a play. Yes. Yeah. And we try to find ways to get it to them. Sometimes they cover them. But we try to get him some of those easy ones where you just get it into his hand and let him go. He actually started cramping there a little bit at the end. He got dehydrated a little bit. So we pulled him out for a little bit, and then he went back in and finished the game. But, yeah, we try to give him as much work as we can.
Andy, when you score six touchdowns, you're not going to get picky about who scores them, I know. But you like seeing six different guys getting in the end zone? Is that kind of a culture?
Yeah, I like seeing them when I can't remember who scored them. That means you've scored a lot of them. That's a good thing. So I was happy for that. I'm glad we had the six touchdowns. You need those. You saw this football team last year, the Lions, come back with a lead when they were down by quite a few points and come back and beat Atlanta. So our players had seen that game. They were aware of it, and they make sure they kind of kept the pedal to the metal there. Yeah, they knew. They're aware of it.
Coach, do you feel there's an appetite for a London franchise in the NFL at the moment?
Yeah, listen, I think there's a lot that goes into that when you really get down to it. I don't know how that would work. I haven't studied it, but my quick blink on it is that there are a lot of things that would have to go into making that possible, but I know our league is trying to expand worldwide, and there's no better place than London right here to try to make it work.
Anything else? Just want to say thank you, Andy, for coming over here and making our job as Chiefs UK a lot easier.
Good. Stand. Good. Stand tall, man. Till we meet again, right? All right. Good.
And disruptive?
Yeah. What I said originally was just what I believe. The people at Virgin Airlines, the people at our hotel made it as seamless as possible. I mean, it was just as smooth as it could possibly be. It worked out the way. Our people at home that started this back during the OTAs putting this together, I'm saying the people with the Chiefs that were directly involved with this, I thought did a phenomenal job. So do I want to come over every week? It's a long flight. I mean, no matter how you cut it, it's a long flight. But we've enjoyed being here. Win or lose, we enjoyed being here, and the people were phenomenal.
You feel like you got good work in Friday?
Yep, no.
I felt like you were as prepared as you...
Yeah, no, I thought the guys had a real good practice on Friday.